भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। We continue reading today from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, the Saman Bhanam, Chapter 11, the childhood pastimes of Lord Krishna. We're now at the end of the chapter. The last verse doesn't have a purport, and the second before that has a purport. So we will read both the verses. Text 58. Iti nanda adaya gopa krishna rama katam mudha kurbanta ramanana na avinda Bhava-vedanam. Word for word meaning, iti, in this way, nanda-adaya, all the cowherd men, headed by Nanda Maharaj, Gopa, cowherd men, Krishna-rama-katam, narration of incidents, in connection with Bhagavan Krishna and Rama. Muda, in great transcendental pleasure. Kurbantaha, doing that. Ramamana, cha, enjoyed life and increased their affection for Krishna. Na, not. Avindan, perceive. Bhava Vedanam, the tribulations of material existence. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. In this way, all the cowherd men headed by Nanda Maharaj enjoyed topics about the pastimes of Krishna and Balaram with great transcendental pleasure, and they could not even perceive material tribulations. Purport. Here is an instruction about the result of studying or discussing the Krishna Leelas that appear in Srimad Bhagavatam. Sadhyo hridi abarudhyate tra kritibhi susrubhis tat sanat. Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, Chapter 1, Text 2. Nanda Maharaj and Yasoda in Vrindavan appeared like ordinary persons of this material world, but they never felt the tribulations of this world, although they sometimes met many dangerous situations created by the demons. This is a practical example. If we follow in the footsteps of Nanda Maharaj and the Gopas, we can all be happy simply by discussing the activities of Krishna. Anarthapashamam shakshad bhakti yogam adukshaje lokasya janato vidvams chakre satvata samhitam. Vyasadev has given this literature so that everyone may understand one's transcendental position, simply by discussing Bhagavad Katha. Even at the present moment, everyone, everywhere can be happy and free from material tribulations by following Srimad Bhagavatam. There is no need of austerities and penances, which in this age are very difficult to perform. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has therefore declared, Sarvatmasnapanam param vijayate si Krishna sankirtanam. By our Krishna consciousness movement, we are trying to distribute Srimad Bhagavatam so that anyone in any part of the world can be absorbed in the Krishna consciousness movement. By chanting and hearing about the activities of Krishna and be free from all material tribulations. Next text. In this way, Krishna and Balaram passed their childhood age in Brajabhumi by engaging in activities of childish play, such as playing hide-and-seek, constructing a make-believe bridge on the ocean, and jumping here and there like monkeys. Even today, there's a lot of monkeys, right? But not the same monkeys during 5,000 years ago. Iti nandadayo gopa krishna rama katang muda kurbanto ramamanascha navindam baba vedanam. So the gopas, the elderly gopas headed by Nanda Maharaj, they would all sit down together and they will discuss what's happening. Because these childhood pastimes of the Supreme Lord is the sweetest of all the pastimes of the Supreme Lord. Childhood, boyhood, and youthhood. But the childhood pastimes are what you call cute. Very, very astonishing, very, very surprising. It's so wonderful that the gopas and even the elderly gopis along with Mother Yasoda, every day they will compose songs of the activities of the Supreme Lord along with his elder brother, Sri Balaram. They will compose songs and they will sing these songs during the whole day. And that's why they are fully Krishna conscious. Tesam satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purbakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upayantite. So this is the secret of the Brajabasis. They didn't know that just by speaking about Lord Krishna's pastimes, talking about his pastimes, narrating his pastimes, they become free from tribulations. They could not even perceive material tribulations. This is what says in the verse. Kurvanto ramamanascha navindam baba vedanam. By doing that, they enjoyed life and increased their affection for Krishna, not knowing or perceiving the tribulations of material existence. What are the tribulations of material existence? Huh? Birth, death, old age, and disease. They never thought about dying. They never thought of having disease. Of course, sometimes Krishna will have headache, and that headache can only be cured by the dust coming from the lotus feet of his devotees. And the gopis, they're ready to do it. They'll even ask Narad Muni, how much you like, you can take. They don't care even if they go to hell. So in this way, Srimad Bhagavatam is like a panacea What is panacea means? Medicine. Medicine. It's like we were in Naimisaranya the other day, Prem Prakash Prabhu, along with Mukunda Datta Prabhu. We were there. So, going back in time, I think they have more trees there than in Vrindavan, because that is a forest. It is the hub of the universe where Lord Brahma, he threw the chakra. You would want to be sure that in this area will be so secluded that it will not be affected in Kali Yuga. And that is true. Sisi Gornitai ki jai, Guru Parampara ki jai, Sisi Krishna Balaram ki jai, Radhe Shyam Lalita Visakha Devi ki jai. We were there and the place is just like going back in time, thousands and thousands of years. If you think Mayapur is not exploited, but that is like 100 times not exploited at all. To reach there, now that you have a nice highway, and then for an hour and a half we have free massage because of the bumping of the road up and down. But I was not expecting it to be. I thought it would be like Vrindavan, high-rise buildings and so on. No. So many temples. The place where Sukadev Goswami first heard the Srimad Bhagavatam from his father, Srila Vyasadeva. And then the second time, after Sutta Goswami heard from when Sukadev Goswami told to Parikshit Maharaj the Srimad Bhagavatam. So he heard it for 7 days. And then when he came back, the sages, there were about 88,000 sages, they requested Sutta Goswami to narrate the Srimad Bhagavatam again for as long as there is 1,000 years sacrifice. So twice it was heard, the Srimad Bhagavatam in that place. And how powerful is that place? 88,000 sages sitting down in the forest, and they're not even using a microphone. No microphone. So how did they hear that? I mean, after 100 meters without microphone, you'll not be able to hear. Prabhupada says, one should hear Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, and other transcendental literatures through aural reception. Because the sound is so powerful, especially this sound vibration, transcendental sound vibration, and it travels through ether. It doesn't travel through air. Ether is finer than air. It's like if you say something, it travels like 7 times all over the world. So if you hear the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra here, the Krishna Balaram Mandir, 24 hours we're doing that. And also transcendental topics, Harikatha, then it travels all over the world and it purifies the place. But then there are many elements in Kali Yuga as well that it is very destructive. Mundane sound vibration, noise. That's why if we hear the holy name of the Lord purely, if we hear Harikatha purely from the spiritual master and the sadhus or the pure devotees of the Lord, it is so effective that it is not just hearing by your ear, but your heart will become purified. So much so that the anarthas or the unwanted desires within one's heart, lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, and envy will disappear. And because those sages The prime quality of those sages is that they don't have any envy. Envy is very difficult to give up. How do you give up envy? Live simple. Accept whatever Krishna provides. Don't hanker for more than your quota. So here, Nanda Maharaj amongst the cowherd men, they're all sat down in a meeting room and they're all discussing about Lord Krishna and Rama, Krishna and Balaram, how after they killed Vatsasura and Bakasura, those demons especially, very, very powerful demons, but Krishna killed them like flicking a mosquito, or becoming hot, or by whirling Vatsasura or Bakasura by becoming hot inside. Krishna went inside, and even though he's very soft as a butter, or soft as a rose, but he became so hot. So they did not perceive any tribulations. Tribulations means ordeal. Means trials. I was looking in the Merriam book, dictionary. Tribulations, problems, anxieties. And Kali Yuga is full of this. Full of stripes. Full of chaos. So some elderly man came to see Nanda Maharaj, and when they heard that Nanda Maharaj is talking about Lord Krishna, about his activities, previous activities, the elderly man, they requested Nanda Maharaj and the other cowherd men to, oh, you're wasting your life. Half of your life is gone. Why don't you just dedicate yourself and worship Lord Narayan? He says here, why do you remain immersed in discussing about child, about this child, about yourself, which is true? Why don't you concentrate on knowledge, detachment, austerity, and remembrance of Narayan, so that you get deliverance from the material world? So even though this request by the elderly cowherd men from a distant place to Nanda Maharaj and other cowherd men, it is very valid, but Nanda Maharaj just ignored it. Because in this day and age, really, what can you do to counteract the effects of Kali Yuga? Should you perform austerities, go up in the mountains, in the Himalayas, live inside a cave with no clothes on, even in the middle of winter? Or in the middle of summer, surround yourself with hot coal to increase the heat? Perform tapasya? What? So should you stand on your toes like Hiranyakashipu to become immortal? What? Should you just eat once a day with no sweets and no fried foods? Oh, Kartik is coming. We only have less than 1 month to go. And in the month of Kartik, everyone takes a special vow. But that vow is to increase our love towards Lord Krishna. The vow is not to... This is the Karmakanda. Karmakanda means you take austerities and sacrifices And then later on, you will offer it to Krishna. No, that is not bhakti. Bhakti means you sacrifice yourself. The secret of success to be happy, Srila Prabhupada says, is that you let yourself to be enjoyed by Lord Krishna. Not that you become the enjoyer. Because Krishna is the ultimate enjoyer. So if you let yourself to be enjoyed by the supreme enjoyer, then you will be happy. Then you will be free from tribulations. You will be free from anxieties. You will be free from all of these things that is not necessary to be thinking about. So how do you let yourself to be enjoyed by Lord Krishna? You let yourself to be enjoyed by Lord Krishna by service, without any self-interest. It's like here in Krishna Balaram Mandir, devotees are busy. They get up at 4 o'clock, or some of them, they get up even before that. And the whole day, till they take rest, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, they're busy. For the pleasure of Hari Guru and Vaishnavas. Now, you cannot do this every day if you have self-interest. Or you can do it only for a certain time. You can be only enthusiastic. You can be only inspired from your own self-vested interest up to a certain time. But after some time, you can see a person or a devotee who is actually happy by how he served accordingly. How he is actually, you can test one's devotion by his service attitude. If you are self-motivated, you will not last for long, especially in Vrindavan. It's not possible. Or maybe sometime you'll be taken away, but then you'll come back again. And then you'll continue. The Brijabasis, headed by Nanda Maharaj, the cowherd man, Mother Yasoda, they don't have any anxiety. They don't have, actually they only have one anxiety. How they can increase their love towards Lord Krishna. They don't even try to know who is Krishna. But sometimes they will think about, oh yes, Krishna could be a demigod. Krishna could be a very great mystic, powerful yogi from the past. Or Krishna could be Narayan himself. But then Yoga Maya will cover them up again to see that, oh, it's just my lovable object. So yes, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made it so easy. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur also says, your advancement in Krishna consciousness can be measured how you are so eager to hear the pastimes of the Supreme Lord, His name, fame, form, qualities, and pastimes. It's like here, I've seen devotees, I mean, I only come for Srimad Bhagavatam class in English, but I've seen the same devotees again and again and again every day. Or when I pass by the Srimad Bhagavatam class in Hindi, and I see the same devotees come again and again and again. Now, if you're in Vrindavan, and you can come to the Srimad Bhagavatam class, please do. Because it's not the same. If you hear from the FM or if you hear from Vrindavan TV, in what you call internet, it is not the same. It is not the same. The power or the energy that's emanating in the temple is not the same in your ashram. You may have also deities at home, but it's not the same if you come and have darshan of our deities. So, the nature of sound vibration is so powerful, especially the Srimad Bhagavatam. Nityam Bhagavata Sevayam. We have to hear it every day. This is the cleansing process. Now, one may say, Maharaj, I'm hearing Bhagavatam every day. Why is it I still have so much material desires? It doesn't go away. Why? Because you're not hearing properly. Hearing means acting upon it. Hearing can be just going in this ear and then coming out from this ear. Actually, it should be going in this ear and going into our heart. And we can test ourselves, actually, if we are making progress or we are making advancement. Am I still thinking for myself, for my family, or my friends? In Krishna consciousness, we should only think about Krishna and everything will be taken care of. Our family also will be taken care of. There is this philosophy I was reading the other day about Lao Tse, the philosophy of letting it go. But in Krishna consciousness, it's not like that. You know, letting it go, like, it's like almost you don't care. But we care. Oh, in Krishna consciousness, this is a personal movement. We care. That's why Srila Prabhupada says in the purport, by our Krishna consciousness movement, we are trying to distribute Srimad Bhagavatam so that anyone in any part of the world can be absorbed in Krishna consciousness by chanting and hearing about the activities of Krishna and be free from all material tribulations. You cannot check the karma of your family. But you become a devotee and you'll be able to give the credits to them. You become sincere. You become serious. Then, only then, that your family members will be also get the credit. We cannot do anything about what's going to happen to our family members, our friends, or our loved ones. We should be more concerned about ourselves, but if you also give this knowledge to others, it's like distributing Srila Prabhupada's books. Our main family business is distributing Srila Prabhupada's books and also the chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, distribution of the holy name. When you give books, you're also including the holy name inside because Krishna is none different than the Srimad Bhagavatam. He is the literary incarnation. The Srimad Bhagavatam is the literary incarnation of the Supreme Lord. And not just during Bhadra Purnima or this month till October 20 or something. We should do it during the whole year. And in Krishna Balaram Mandir, we're always like in the top five all over the world. Top five. And the holy name is constantly going on. Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur says there should be always a fire in the temple. well, it's not the fire that, you know, is like destructive, but fire which is going to be helpful for the welfare of the whole world. Fire of Sankirtan. And Sankirtan doesn't mean only chanting of the holy name. Sankirtan also is like glorifying the Supreme Lord and distribution of Srila Prabhupada's books. So, there is this special privilege of being in Vrindavan. For those of you who are visiting in Vrindavan, you should also take advantage of this process of Sankirtan. Be absorbed while being in Vrindavan. It's so powerful, so fortunate. I cannot imagine how much fortune, what kind of pious activities I must have performed in the past to be here. And we should serve everyone. We should take association of those who are really pure in their heart. Not just big devotees, not just sannyasis, even, you may say, ordinary devotee who is very pure. And you should be a good observer. In Vrindavan, there are few of them. Here, Krishna Balaram Mandir. You should choose your association to be free from tribulations. Because you could be also in the wrong association. If you have to choose your association, choose the ones who are always engaged in hearing and chanting the holy name, fame, form, qualities, and pastimes of the Supreme Lord. Then, your position is secured. Like the Brajabasis, Nanda Maharaj, the cowherd man, Mother Yasoda, the gopis, and the rest of the Brajabasis. So be absorbed in Krishna consciousness by chanting and hearing. We don't have any other business. Do we have any other business? Huh? Everything that we do should be accompanied by this. You may be doing a lot of service now. I've seen some devotees, they're doing so many service, but then they're good in prajalpa, and they're good in criticizing, and they don't come for the morning program. So what's going to happen to them? It'll soon die out. It's like a flower. It dries out. Instead of blooming and going and going and going and penetrating the Viraj, penetrating the universe, crossing the Viraj river, and going towards the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. I'm sorry for those kind of devotees. We can only pray for them. Hopefully that they'll wake up. This is what Bhaktivinoda Thakur says. Jeev Jago. Okay, so we stop here. Is there any question or any comment? Yes, Pavitra Prabhu. Any Bhakta? Bhakta Mike.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Thank you for your wonderful class. Maharaj, it's said that coming to Vrindavan, you have way to Govardhan, Shanakul, Madhapur, all the world places is not complete. So, by going to Parikramas and avoiding coming to temple class, will you get any benefits?
You know what? Some of them, the first thing that they do when they come to Vrindavan, they go to Louis Bazaar. They want to get the best kantimala. They want to get the best sari. They want to get the best dhoti, the best of everything. Prabhupada and Shastra says, when you come to the holy place, you should not just take a bath or go to Louis Bazaar. I call it Louis, not Loy. Now it's modernized now. You should search for a pure devotee and hear from him. If you come to Vrindavan or holy places and you actually miss that, then you're like a spiritual tourist. You're like a tourist, turista. And what do you get? Well, you get something, but you don't get the full benefit, full effect. And when you stay in Vrindavan, you need someone, a guide. You cannot do it by yourself. Either it'll be your Guru Maharaj or someone who is more advanced than you, who can check on you, who can tell you, hey, Prabhuji, something is not doing correct here. You are going in a different direction. And I do it to some of our devotees who I think they need a lot of help. And I cannot stand it anymore. I cannot be blind. I cannot be deaf. I cannot be mute. But then they can understand and they will say, Maharaj, thank you very much. And I don't do it to everyone because I don't want to break. I can only do it if I have some relationship with them. But I'm just observing. I'm just watching. So if I say something to someone, I will do it in a very nice way. But it is my concern because as a sannyasi, it is my duty to say it. If I don't say it, I'll be part of their nonsense. I'll be part of their mode of ignorance. But I can say it now because I'm here, I'm sitting here. So don't just go like a spiritual tourist. Okay? Anybody else? Murli Prabhu. Murli Mohan Prabhu. Kirtan Prem Prabhu, welcome. I did not recognize you because of your...
Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna.
I need some help.
Speak directly to the mic.
Krishna presents himself in the... he enters into all slokas in Srimad Bhagavatam.
Krishna is present in every word or every letter.
No, that is there. He is everywhere. That is there. But particularly, I have prayed that in these Srimad Bhagavatam, so whoever he is in touch with this Srimad Bhagavatam, he will definitely progress in those things.
Sure.
That's what I say. It's not coming into mind right now, but it is, I made in our prototype, what we call Shastra.
Okay, right. As a warning though, Srimad Bhagavatam should not be heard from scrupulous speakers, professional reciters, unscrupulous or katakar. It's like in Vrindavan, you've seen the most billboards in the whole universe. Kata here, kata there, kata over here, kata there, in all 10 directions. And they all have different tilaks, like this, like that, like this. But some of them, they have nice tilak also, Vaishnav tilak. Not all of them, but most of them are professionals. They're just there for money. So when you hear the Bhagavatam from them, instead of your heart becoming purified, your material desires increases. It's like the holy name of the Lord is pure, but if it's touched by the lips of a non-devotee, you hear from them also, then it could be poisonous. Milk is good, but if there is a drop of poison, it will kill you. So one must, as Prabhupada warned us, not to hear even from his god brothers. Because if they say something, even one word different from his teachings, we may become bewildered. We may become confused. There's so many Bhagavatam recitations all over the universe. But we should hear from our Guru Maharaj, I mean Srila Prabhupada, the disciplic succession. Our present acharyas or gurus. To sit here, I'm still trying. One should be free from envy. Envy is very difficult to give up. Big sannyasis, they can give up lust, they can give up wealth, but envy, paramanimatsaranam satam. That is the main qualification of Sutta Goswami. And I'm still have so much of those, but you know, we're endeavoring to get rid of them. And if you hear Bhagavatam from those who are like self-motivated, the result is negative. They're just enjoying. And then when they go home, after hearing Bhagavat, then they used to perform their sinful activities. Yes, Krishna is present. Krishna is the Bhagavatam itself. But you have to hear from the right source. Okay?
That is why it says in
Bhagavatam. Yes. Any other question here? Mataji, please speak slowly because your accent is nice, but it's very difficult to hear. Speak slowly. Last question.
Thank you.
Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was in Vrindavan,
he said that just confirmation for all the devotees who are fed asleep is that when he was here in the morning, he went, he was going in Arena Sivirta.
Yeah. Thank you. Srimad Bhagavatam ke Vithayagor Pramanande Hari Hari Bo.